Until a change in global conditions last year, U.S. dairy exports were on an unprecedented decade-long growth spurt.
From 2004 to 2014, dairy exports more than quadrupled in value over that time.
USDA economist Jerry Cessna is among the authors of a recent study looking at the factors behind this dramatic growth in dairy exports. He says increased dairy consumption in developing countries, changing government policies both here and overseas, and more open trade were major contributors to U.S. dairy export expansion.
The report discusses the increase in dairy consumption in developing countries around the world, particularly Mexico. As incomes in these countries have risen, they have increased their consumption of dairy products. That's played a big part in global dairy trade. Another thing that we looked at are government policies in both the U.S. and abroad. Changes in policies have increased trade openness and provided opportunities for U.S. dairy exports to become more competitive. We had liberalized trade that was brought about by the World Trade Organization in 1995. That served as an impetus for future trade openness. We've had free trade agreements, especially NAFTA, that served to increase our growth in U.S. dairy exports to Mexico. There's been a reduction in elimination of export subsidies, especially for the U.S. and the EU. This has brought about more trade openness, and the U.S. and the EU have both reduced domestic support measures, and that's helped the global trade to become more market-oriented.
And he adds those same factors will determine the rate of future export growth, especially in the face of competition from the European Union, Australia, and New Zealand.
The ability of the U.S. to increase the exports is going to depend on the ability of U.S. producers to remain cost competitive with the foreign suppliers, and it will also depend on the government policies around the globe and whether trade will be open or not.
But last year,
the value fell off about 30%.
And that was due to changing global conditions, as Cessna explains.
There was weaker global demand for dairy products, especially from China.
A Russian trade ban on dairy exports from other nations had an indirect impact on U.S. export market share, increasing competition of U.S. dairy in some markets overseas.
We had a strong U.S. dollar that made exports not as attractive to different countries around the world.
Plus a discontinuation of milk supply quotas in the European Union.
And that brought about higher production in the EU, and that made greater quantities of dairy products available for exports.
Yet Cessna says the U.S. appears to be in a position to increase dairy exports next year based on estimates of increased domestic production and declining production for competitors such as the EU and Australia. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.